On with the news. One of the oldest buildings in the city is to undergo repair work. Police are up patrols around an antisocial hotspot, and a call is made for buildings in a riverside development to be built shorter.
One of the oldest buildings in the city is set to undergo refurbishment to preserve its future. Santander, which currently occupies part of the Bell Hotel building, along with Wetherspoons, is planning careful restorations to its branch in Orford Hill to prevent further degradation or eventual collapse of parts of the property. The repairs are vital for the preservation of the building and would include window maintenance, damp proofing, replastering and a lick of paint. Norwich City Council has given the plans the green light.
City leaders have confirmed Norwich Market's toilets will be revamped as part of a multi-million pound renovation scheme. Carly Harper, Cabinet Member for Major Projects at City Hall, confirmed the facilities will be upgraded. It follows complaints made by Councillor Sue Sands that they were often found to be at a sub-optimal standard. Full details of the project will also be revealed imminently in the next few days, Ms. Harper added. City Hall plans represent what will be one of the biggest changes to the medieval market since canvas tents were swapped with permanent sheltered units in 2005. Concepts put forward so far include creating an arcade through the centre, which will serve as the main pathway through the site. Small open spaces could also be created, and there are plans to construct one large single space, known currently as the Central Court.
An antisocial behaviour hotspot in Norwich will be patrolled by police in the run-up to Christmas. The force will up its patrols around the Haymarket, which is currently home to the Canopy of Light, a festive display that boasts 32,000 bulbs. Several retailers, visitors and people working in the city have raised complaints about the number of young people aged between 11 and 19 who congregate there. Last Saturday, a staggering 150 youths gathered in the area at one time, with a total of 250 counted at the hotspot over the course of the day. High noise levels, reports of drug taking, minor criminal damage and underage drinking were all raised as issues, with police confiscating paper cups filled with alcohol. Members of the public said they felt intimidated by the presence. Sergeant Chris Clay, based at Bethel Street Police Station, said, "We want young people to feel safe and confident in the city centre, enjoy what it has to offer, but we will not accept criminality or behaviour that puts their safety at risk or the safety of others."
A tribute has been unveiled in honour of a lifelong advocate for disability rights. George Saunders, who died in 2019, aged 67, was commemorated with a memorial plaque at Hay Hill in Norwich. The site has been transformed by Norwich City Council into a fully accessible public garden, reflecting Mr. Saunders' lifelong commitment to inclusion. Frances Saunders, his sister, said, "My brother George was a very private person who never boasted about his achievements. Standing here for the unveiling of his plaque makes me incredibly proud. He dedicated so much of his life to helping people with mobility issues and gain better access to public spaces and facilities, and it's wonderful to see this work recognised." Mr. Saunders developed Guillain-Barré syndrome later in life, which gradually reduced his mobility.
Buildings proposed for a site near the city's railway station are still designed to be too tall, according to officials. Historic England, the body tasked with protecting historic buildings, wants the redevelopment of the Nelson Hotel to be made at least two stories shorter than Whitbread, the applicant, has proposed. The hospitality giant recently submitted its second set of revised plans for its major project to Norwich City Council, but the new proposals did not include a reduction in the height of the buildings, which would range between 5 and 7 stories. Officers for Historic England have already expressed their concerns over the height of the development in previous consultations. The revised plans include small changes to the design of the hotel and student accommodation, as well as an extension of the site's boundary.